Hello and welcome. My name is Darren Bennick, and you found your way to the Modern Self Healer. This is an offshoot of my system of healing and human potential that you can find at dynamicselfawareness.com. And this is actually my first podcast. Well, it's not my first ever, but it is my first one in this iteration for modern self-healing. And it is about self-doubt, which is, I think, very fitting considering I've been trying to launch what I consider to be a pioneering field, which is mind-body energetics. And you will be learning a lot more about that over the coming weeks, months, and hopefully years. But today I wanted to talk to you about self-doubt. What it is, why we get it, how it holds us back, how debilitating it can be. And the reason that it's coming up is that I've finally taken the leap of faith and quit my job, and I'm living off savings, and I am trying to launch a business. I don't like calling it a business, but I guess that's what it is. It's been my calling my whole life. It's basically started, like I said, it's a healing and potential, human potential system, which essentially came out of necessity. So I had a bit of a tough childhood with a few different things, which I'll go into another time. Suffice to say that I couldn't find answers anywhere else, so I had to figure them out myself, and that involved a lot of self-awareness, that involved a lot of exploration, it involved accumulating and seeking out different perspectives. I think that's a big one. But today, yeah, we are going to focus on self-doubt. Now, I am having a roller coaster ride the last few weeks. It's been really good. One of the issues that I've had in the past was I was diagnosed with ADHD early on, and I did suffer through all those symptoms for most of my life. I've slowly gotten on top of the main ones, the focus and the getting things done and the procrastination and all that jazz. But it's taken quite a bit of self-belief to do that. Obviously, self-doubt creeps in, as it did this morning, and it comes out of nowhere. Like, I've been feeling good. I've been feeling good about myself. I've been productive and getting things done. But this morning, it just hit me, and I was like, oh my goodness. It doesn't help that I am attempting this at 50 years of age. I honestly don't think I would have been ready to do this at any other time in my life. Like I said, I have struggled for most of my life. But yes, 50 is not the best time to be starting a new career, calling, whatever you want to call it. There is a time crunch. 100% there is a time crunch. It's, you know, I'm not in the heyday of my life anymore. I'm at the, not the tail end, but definitely over the middle hump and careering down the other side. So yes, there is definitely in the back of my mind that I don't have 30 odd years to get this done. In fact, I've probably given myself a little bit of a time crunch by quitting my job, and I've given myself 12 months. But that's okay. I'm good with it. I'm good with the challenge. I don't mind jumping off into the deep end. But yes, self-doubt 100% creeps in. Now, through dynamic self-awareness, I have many different ways that I can overcome that. So this morning, the self-doubt hit at 20 past 5 in the morning, and it is winter down here in dear old Tasmania, where I live, down at the bottom of Australia. It is dark still. It is, like I said, it is winter. So 20 past 5 in the morning, that's with still a couple of hours that the sun comes up. That is a lot of time to sit and be in your own head, which is a big problem for just about everyone, is getting caught in your head. And it just so happened this morning that, like I said, self-doubt came in. I was like, oh my goodness, what if I can't pull this off? What if I get to the end of my 12 months, I've run through my money, but I don't really have a backup plan. I was a landscape gardener by trade back in Sydney many lifetimes ago. I obviously don't do that anymore. In fact, I'm not physically able to do that anymore. I've had numerous different careers and jobs over the years, but I've always had an interest in healing and human potential, and that has been my calling ever since I was a young boy. In fact, I remember there was a like an orphanage, or some kind of care facility or care organization or institution called Barnardo's, and they used to look after kids. And I always remember walking through the city of Sydney one day with my dad, and we saw the sign for Barnardo's, and I was like, I thought, I'd really love to do something to help other people, to help children, you know, to start my own orphanage. I did actually try to do many of those things. There's no longer really a need for those kind of things. We've sort of evolved, and the needs and wants of people has evolved as well. But there's always been that sort of deep inner sense of helping others, of being of service to others. It just so happens that my kind of way I do things doesn't fit in very well with modern day society. So a big part of, well, my motto in Dynamic Self-Awareness is to feel good no matter what, so you can live a meaningful life that fits. So I'm not here to sort of say to everyone, oh, look how successful I am. Look how, you know, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars I've earned, and look at this, look at that, and you should do it this way too. It's not about that. It's finding a meaningful life that fits. And for me, I love working from home. I love being in my own environment, doing my own thing, and being able to reach out to people and help them where needed. But that, when you branch out on your own, there is this element of doubt that you can do it. And anyone that has become, or just about anyone, or at least most of the people that I've listened to that have become successful, have had the same feelings. So what is it? Now, for me, and this is, again, a big part of dynamic self-awareness and a big part of what I'm going to be talking about in modern day enlightenment, is we're not often taught how to define our own reality. We're not taught how to build, design, and implement our own beliefs. It's just something you either have the courage or the audacity to go and do, or you just keep going with the beliefs that you have been instilled in you from others. Now, I'm not saying that anyone in my peer group or friends or family instilled in me self-doubt. That's just, although I do believe that inadvertently being around other people who are dealing with self-doubt, you pick up on those feelings. They're a pattern that we have in our system. We also have here in Australia what's known as the tall poppy syndrome, which it's not so much, well, I don't know. Like I said, I'm fairly well removed from mainstream society, but growing up, there was definitely a sense that you just sort of kept your head down. You did what everyone else was doing. You went out, you worked your job, looked after your family, contributed to the economy, and that was a done deal. So to branch out and have your own ideas and your own thoughts at once put you on the outer. People either didn't want to know about it, or they weren't interested in it, or they just didn't have the time to think about those kinds of things. Having said that, you would get, and we all know people like this, you sort of get to the middle of your life and you start to have what's known as a midlife crisis. You start to question what it is you're doing, why you're here, what you've been up to the last however many decades. And it becomes real to you that you only have a certain amount of time on this planet. And, well, aside from what happens before and after this, which is open for debate, but as far as we know, this is it. So you've really got to, we don't have to, but a lot of people start to question what it's all about. Now, I started questioning what it was all about back in primary school, which didn't make for an easy life, especially as I was quite a stubborn person in that I wouldn't let it go. And if I didn't agree with something, I just flat out refused to be a part of it. So I've always forged my own pathway. I've not always walked down it, but I have definitely forged it. And that is the self-doubt. So the other part of it is, if I'm being 100% honest, I would have to say that I don't, it's changing now, finally, but I have not really enjoyed being on Earth. I know that might sound a bit dramatic, but I really haven't had an easy time of it, mainly because what I would like to be doing and experiencing, it doesn't fit in with mainstream society. Like, I'm not that interested in earning hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars or amassing a fortune. I'm not really not interested in developing a mainstream career. I'm here to explore. I'm here to figure things out. And a lot of that is to figure out myself, like why I do the things that I do and what motivates me and what holds me back. And I've spent most of my life doing that, exploring different avenues, exploring different modalities. In the end, I develop my own, and that is something that I'm going to be releasing over the next whatever amount of time. But the start of it is just for me to start communicating my message, and the idea that you can, that you don't just have to deal with these things, okay? That there is an underlying pattern, and that's a big part of the field that I'm pioneering, mind-body energetics, is that there is a pattern behind everything. We can feel it and experience it with our body, and we can see it with our mind. A little bit of practice, we can see the pattern, or we can at least get a sense from what we're feeling, from being able to describe what we're feeling, we can get a sense of what the pattern is doing. Once we understand the pattern, you can see how it came about. Like, if something's constricting, we know that that internal squeeze was started from some kind of external pressure or a breakdown of the internal structure allowing that squeeze to happen. Now, things only work bilaterally, or in a, we live in a binary universe. So if something goes one way, it goes the other. All right. So the idea that if something's squeezing, what we normally try to do is just deal with the squeeze. We just like put up with it. It's like, oh, look, just, you know, we can breathe. We can get a little bit of expansion into it. The other thing we can do is understand the pattern, and that things can squeeze and expand and squeeze and expand and squeeze and expand and squeeze and expand. But that's just one part of the pattern. With dynamic self-awareness, that pattern of squeezing can actually turn into a flow. It doesn't have to be that static understanding of the pattern. It doesn't just have to constrict and expand. it can actually start to move. And when you observe these patterns with the mind, and when you play them out in your body, which I'm going to get into in a second, the pattern shifts. Your perspective shifts. The pattern internally starts to express itself differently. And you get different feelings, different sensations, different thoughts, different emotions. So this morning, self-doubt crept in. I have a number of mind-body practices that I engage with morning and night. It's very important that you set your day the right way. And that normally starts the night before. In fact, it is a continuous process once you get going. But the mornings are super important. We all know what it's like to wake up in the morning with a feeling of dread of what's about to occur. Yes, changing your conditions 100%. If you remove the pressure, the stress goes away. But it comes back in other forms. Now, the job that I recently let go of was driving a tour bus. I was a tour guide driver, and it was long hours, odd hours, and it wasn't a job that I particularly wanted to do for the rest of my life. But that was the pattern that was the choice that I made, and that was the life that I was living at the time, and I made the best of it. I turned it into something that I was interested in. Now, as soon as I let it go, I was like, oh God, I don't ever want to do that again, realistically. I might, that might change. But the time that I was doing it, I didn't complain. I didn't think it was bad. You can get to a point where you can live your internal life externally. By that, I mean, I was more interested in living in the moment and feeling good and being able to engage with people and learn to communicate again. So before that job, I've been living as pretty much a semi-hermit. Like I had a family, but we lived on acreage, and I pretty much kept to myself. I was developing dynamic self-awareness, and I was healing myself and figuring out this field that I strongly believe that I'm pioneering, which is mind-body energetics. And again, we'll explore that a bit more in the coming episodes. And if you do end up finding your way to dynamic self-awareness, you'll also learn about it there. But the idea that we can change our conditions is not a new one, but how we go about it, I feel that I've found a very different way to do that. And it's not about using force. It's not about using willpower or strict discipline. So this morning, I didn't force myself to get out of bed, but I did get up out of bed at a earlier time than I would normally do so, as part of the process of dealing with self-doubt. So I took the pattern, I experienced, I could feel it, I could sense it, I could see it, and I shifted my perspective. And again, I go into this, it's not something I can really just explain in one sentence. There's some, I could try, but one of the big things, one of my firm beliefs is that you shouldn't deliver false hope. And to give people information that's out of context or out of order, and then if you were to go out and try what I did this morning and failed, you'd think, it's me, I'm broken. Well, it's not you. It's in any endeavor in life, in anything that you are struggling with, just believe me, it's not you. It's the system that you're using. Whether that's a system of living or a system of beliefs, 100% of the time, it's a system of beliefs. But either way, it's the system that's not working. Okay, it's not you that's broken. It is the system that you are using. So the system that I use allows me to shift my conditions. And that's a big part of this, is you don't have to change the behaviors, and you don't necessarily have to force yourself to think positive thoughts or any of that. It's shifting the conditions. And when you shift the conditions, it allows movement. The end result of that movement was me getting up out of bed and moving and exercising. Now, I don't consider what I do exercise. I don't train as such. I don't get up and do, you know, 30 minutes of this or 40 minutes of that or 10 reps of this. I get up and move, and I move my body in the way that it needs to move to unlock, because your mind and body are one. I know that that's you know, you've probably heard that before. But the reality of it is that the mind and body are literally two different expressions of the same energy. In fact, even the energy is the same. And they were getting into some deeper concepts here, but this is a reality. You're going to get sick of me hearing me say this, but it's true. And until it clicks, when it clicks, you go, oh, that's what they were talking about. Time and time again, you read something or you hear something, and you might even espouse it. You might even sort of regurgitate it back and say these sayings and things and this and that and the other, without ever really understanding what you think you understand what it means. And then one day it clicks, the pattern integrates, and you go, oh, that's what I was talking about. So if you are stuck in your mind, move your body. If you are stuck in your body, move your mind. And this is, as the name suggests, what dynamic self-awareness is all about. And it's not just doing one or the other. It's being able to move fluidly in this energetic state, using your mind and body. So the body picks up. It's a signal station. It receives and gives information. The mind interprets it, and the mind has a very different function, which I'll be talking about, obviously, over the next few weeks, months, years, and that is its ability to form pictures of the sensations that our body is feeling. So again, mind and body are two sides of the same coin. They just have different functions. They do things slightly differently, but it's all based around energy and energetic principles and what I call energetics. Okay, so that's the characteristics of energy when it is moving, or even when it is at rest. It is how energy expresses itself. You won't so much hear the term energetics from in the way I'm using it. It's more an engineering terminology, but I've adapted it to mind-body awareness. And that's essentially what dynamic self-awareness is. It is mind-body energetics. It's the mind and body working together, integrating and using and being a part of the principles of energy. And modern day awareness is how I operate, or how we're exploring how we can operate in that context, within those fields of energy, within those flows of energy, within those pulses of energy. And I will talk about the name modern day enlightenment at a further time, at a further date. But it is not necessarily about sitting on a mountain, although I do love the imagery of sitting on a mountain. It's very peaceful to me, but that is not what life's about. And I will be talking about, but modern day enlightenment is basically just being able to feel good no matter what and live a meaningful life that fits. And for me, like I said, I don't want to go out and rule the world. I just want to do my little bit and I want to feel good doing it. Yes, I do strongly believe that society has to change. We are at a crossroads and we have been for many decades where we've been going down a pathway which I don't think most people like. And our kids especially don't like it. How do I know that? Because I was a kid once too and I didn't like it. I didn't like the path that I was being forced down. There was a 100% definite sense that it was not the right path for me. And so I refused to go down it. I dabbled on the edges a few times. But for the most part, I have not taken that path. And I think most people are unhappy. Everyone says, well, but that's just how it is. Well, it's not. We've never really given it a crack. Not really. There's, in order for things to change, there will have to be some major, major shifts, especially around our major institutions. So the finance, education, politics, the three biggies. But I do believe it can be done. It's just going to take a very different perspective in order to get there. But anyway, modern day enlightenment is the general gist of dynamic self-awareness is that if you feel good first, then you can do good. Feel good, do good things. If you feel like crap, it's going to be very hard to get anything done, as anyone who's suffered any form of depression well knows. It's almost impossible. If you feel like crap and you're full of self-doubt and self-loathing and you hate your life, it is very hard to make changes. You really have to get into a position of at least a neutral position in order to get anything done. In dynamic self-awareness, I show people how to achieve that neutral state. In fact, that was one of the biggest breakthroughs I had. Not trying to be this fake happiness and positive thinking and all that jibbity-jubu. The skill was in being able to drop into a neutral state or to bring yourself up to a neutral state or to create the conditions around a neutral state. Because when you are in a neutral state, like I said, there is no over the top this that or down to the bottom this that. There is just peace. There is nothing. And that enables you, gives you the space to figure out what comes next. You can tune into your body. You can see the patterns that you're engaged with at the moment. You can look at the beliefs that have got you where you are, that have formed the behaviors and the feelings and the emotions and the thoughts. And you can start to get a different perspective on those patterns. So where did that leave me? As soon as I started to move, I started to get different patterns. I started to get different pictures in my mind. Now, one of the things that I practice and have been for some time, which has been the biggest breakthrough for me in living a meaningful life that fits and feeling good doing it, is to take action on whatever thought comes into my head. Now, that doesn't mean to say that I jump around from one thing to the other, although in the past I have. Where I found the greatest breakthrough was in slowing everything down to a place that I actually drove me a bit nutty for a little while because I felt it was way too slow. But even then, it was too quick. When I actually slowed it right down to the pace where things happen naturally, something would come into my mind. I would go and do it. That would naturally progress into the next thing. I would do that. And I found that if I did this, slow is smooth and smooth is fast. I got way more done. It made a heck of a lot more sense. I actually enjoyed doing it because I wasn't trying to rush to the next thing and filling up that gap between here and there with 72 different things, which all caused stress and created a mishmash of patterns in my brain and body. So this morning I got up. I moved. Part of my movement is it does end up turning into exercise. So I do actually lift weights, do pull-ups, all that sort of thing. I just don't come out and go, right, here's three sets of 20 reps. I just move. And I allow my body to become flexible, to become strong by adding weights. From that, I moved into the idea of starting to communicate, of starting to put my message out there. I've got everything in place to allow me to do it now. I had just been holding off because there was an element of self-doubt there I have now figured out. So this is the outcome of me following my own system, which I've had to do quite a number of times in the past 12 to 18 months. And I'll go into about that in another episode. But I think 30 odd minutes is pretty good for a Thursday morning, 27th of June 2024. This is the first episode of Modern Day Enlightenment. My name is Darren Bennick. You can find me, well, you're just going to have to find me wherever you can, because I'm not 100% launched yet. But anyway, Dynamic Self-Awareness is the site. If it's up, it should be www.dynamicselfawarenessasitsounds.com. You'll also find me here on Spotify. I'm hoping that that's where this will end up. You'll also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and eventually on YouTube. But for now, you're just going to hear my dulcet tones right here. So if you find your way over to Dynamic Self-Awareness, you can get on the subscriber list where I can let you know when these episodes come live, as well as of some other fun stuff I've got planned for anyone that comes on board. There will be a free membership, and you'll get to learn the basics of dynamic self-awareness and this brand new field I'm calling mind body energetics. So yes, find me wherever you can. Tune in. This is just the beginning. We are going to have some fun. And yes, we may even become enlightened, because enlightened is not a end state. It is a state of mind. Having said that, I have experienced enlightenment, but that's for another episode. We'll talk about that then. Okay, thanks for tuning in, and I hope to hear from you, see you, be listened to more in the future, and hopefully one day we can even meet, get to know each other. You can, as I share this beautiful life that we're living. Cheers for now. Bye.